broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Ben Crenshaw. It's 52 degrees at the Volcano Golf Club. Now, that's the kind of golf where you move fast, right? Because you don't want to stand still for too long. So you just keep moving, you know, and you'll practice your speed game and you'll work out your body. Does that, okay, there's an 8:30, a 9:28, and a 10:18 at Volcano. Really nice course. Makalei has a 9:08 and 11:30. Lots of peacocks there. And we've got Poipu, 8:30, 11:10, and a 1 o'clock. And at Turtle Bay, there's an 8:40, a 9:08, 11 o'clock. Nope. Closed for renovation, so I don't have, you know, some cancellation at Pearl Country Club. So pretty soon they'll open, and hopefully we can give you a tea time there. Royal Hawaiian Country Club, 9:18, 10:20. Eva Beach Golf Course has an 8:50. Bayview has an 8:45 and a 9:20. And at Wailea on the Gold Course, the His and Hers group is going out. And there's a 9:30, a 9:40, and a 12:40 if you'd like to. Emerald has a 9:20, a 9:40, and a 1:20. And on the Blue Course, we have a 9:10, a 9:30, 12:20, 1:50. The Blue Course is a really good course to start off at Wailea. And Maui Nui, there's a 12 o'clock, a nooner. And the Toyama group and the Jack Miller group, they're going out. And may you all hit the sweet spot every time. So the temperatures are going to be, well, comfortable. I kind of like a cooler temperature. It's going to be between 77 and 82 degrees. The winds are variable now, 5 to 15 miles per hour. We're going to have partly sunny, isolated showers, scattered showers windward. Interesting to interpret all that. Just enjoy the day. It's going to be wonderful. And remember these chilly conditions when it turns into an 89 degree day come summertime. All right, I've got a great, great show for you. Alex Myers, senior writer for Golf Digest, is dropping in. Diana DeLucia, owner, editor, Golf Kitchen Magazine. A new issue is coming out. Michael Patrick Shields, our travel guru extraordinaire, he's popping in. Ben Hongo, president of the Aloha Section PGA Board, director of instruction, Hongo Golf Academy at Kapalua. And Wes Wailehua, executive director, Aloha Section PGA, kicking it off this morning on this lovely Saturday morning overlooking Oahu's South Shore. Unfortunately, we can't see much right now. It's a little dark. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Pro Camera Hawaii. Quality cameras to capture the memories. Now in the Pro Kai Shopping Center. Aloha Power Equipment, your landscape superstore. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. We put power at your fingertips. The Honolulu Sign Company, branding, banks, shopping centers, businesses, and hotels since 1939. Claude Brousseau, master teaching professional at the Wailea Golf Academy. The Aloha Section PGA, teach your children to play golf, the gift that lasts forever.
All right, let's bring him in. Wes Wailehua, Executive Director, CEO, Aloha Section PGA, President of the Hawaii Golf Alliance, CMA, President of the Board of Directors, Aloha State Chapter, and the Head Program Coordinator at Kamehameha Schools, the golf team there, and President and CEO, Hawaii Aviation. I don't know how he does it all. Welcome into the clubhouse, Wes.
And yeah, aloha, good morning.
Good morning. Aloha Section PGA, the 2024 Ho'olauleia Golf Awards and the ceremony, that all kicks off tonight. What an exciting part of the year for you folks.
It's a great time of year, Danielle, partly because as we just wrap up with our tour swing here in the islands, I think it's just a great way to bring together all of our allied associations from the Hawaii State Golf Association to the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, the First Tee, and everybody just involved in golf to honor all the award recipients from the previous year under one roof, you know, for our annual Ho'olauleia Hawaii Golf Awards ceremony.
Yeah, and one person, Scott Simpson, PGA, going to be inducted into the Hawaii Golf Hall of Fame. Tell us a little bit about Scott.
We're excited for Scott, and he's always had a real special place in his heart for Hawaii and the Hawaiian Islands. And, you know, as a golfer, from San Diego, making his move out here to Hawaii with his family and his wife, Cheryl, and living out here and now kind of retiring out here and being involved in the community and giving lessons to juniors and now, you know, the head men's golf coach at the University of Hawaii at Manoa. I think it's a great way when you look at a player's life cycle from beginning the game as a junior to trying to aspire to play on the tour to winning a major tour event and really giving back to the community where it all began for him. So I think Hawaii is very lucky to have someone as talented as Scott with his experience and all of the kids that engage with him through golf in some way. So we're really happy for him, especially to be the 77th inductee to the Hawaii Golf Hall of Fame.
Yeah, now it escapes me. He was in a playoff for a major championship, and he won that championship. It's really terrific with his kind of experience, having gone up against the PGA Tour players as a PGA Tour player, and knowing in those moments, those crux moments, like in a playoff, what it takes, mindset, body, breathing. He can share so much with his teams and the junior golfers. It's experience. It's wonderful to be able to share that with kids.
You know, it is. And when you talk to Scott, he's such a humble guy. And, the events that he's played in and won, and, you know, especially, you know, the U.S. Open, I mean, it's a great opportunity for him to share those moments. I think, you know, even as a golf coach and a player yourself, there's no way that you can practice for that type of pressure when you're in a tournament, when everything is just on your shoulders and playing. And I think when you have the opportunity to speak with somebody like Scott, who's such a great person and has such a strong, magnetic personality, he's able to connect with a lot of different players and kids that are going through that, and even other tour players, kind of help them, you know, aspire to chase their dreams.
Yeah, yeah, and going up against Tom Watson, you know, and beating him by one stroke. That's something to share. And, you know, what he was thinking and how he was handling it. How do you get the nerves under control? Do you get the nerves under control? Do you channel that energy into other places? You know, and how do you practice that, if at all possible? So just getting ready for something like that with his teams that he's coaching, that's really cool. And, of course...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
When you look at his history, I mean, he joined the tour in 1979, you know, ultimately winning seven times and finishing in the top 10 in 77 of his 600 starts, including 10 majors, you know. So, I mean, that's the kind of experience that you just, you know, you want to cherish and value that and spend time and talk story with someone like Scott and hear his stories and hear the challenges and even the successes that have kind of helped him along the way. So, I think for him as a mentor to give back to the local community and the junior golfers in Hawaii, I think we're very lucky to have Scott a part of the Hawaii golf industry.
Yes, we are. Very. Scott Simpson, PGA, will be inducted into the Hawaii Golf Hall of Fame tonight. It's the Aloha Section PGA 2024 Ho'olaulea Golf Awards and Ceremony. Now, let's start off with the Senior Player of the Year. Juan Rodriguez is going to be inducted as the Senior Player of the Year. Where does Juan work out of?
Juan is actually from Nanea Golf Club. I'd probably say he plays almost every single event that we have here in the state of Hawaii.
Wow.
As the Senior Player of the Year, obviously that's our category of age 50 and over, and we partner with actually Rolex to honor these individuals. Corey Kuzuma is our Junior Player of the Year, or guys that are under age 50, so the two of them will be receiving some nice paychecks for their performance in 2023, courtesy of Rolex.
Bravo. Thank you, Rolex. That's awesome. So Corey Kuzuma is the Player of the Year, under 50, Senior Player of the Year. Juan Rodriguez is going to be also inducted or awarded. Then we've got the Merchandiser of the Year. Now, you've separated this out into the private, public, and resort. Why is that?
Yeah, the PGA of America recognizes the different facilities, and obviously, you know, resort to public and public to private, and they're different types of consumers of the game. And, you know, we feel that it's important because there are different markets that attract different types of players. So we recognize, you know, the private golf club industry, which is Darren Sano from Walk Away Country Club. Our resort recipient this year is Brendan Monahan. He's with Four Seasons Huala Lai. They host the Tournament of Champions Mitsubishi in January every year. And Robert Respicio over at Couple of Golf Course, you know, for his efforts in merchandising. And there's certain thresholds and criteria and sales and creativity and marketing that kind of go into that the committee looks at when selecting these individuals.
Yeah, and when you walk into a pro shop, you automatically get a feeling of, I want to dive in here deeper and find something and take it home. Or you don't. So that it's so that, you know, merchandising is really important. It's an art.
I think it's more than an art, Danielle. I think it's knowing your customer. And when these guys come in and they see someone wearing a particular brand or they're interested in, I mean, they definitely try to showcase that. Or even at the private course level, they know their customers well enough and try to find perfect items for them or even for their family members or
yeah.
friends.
Yeah, that's awesome. Define player development. Kelly Hines is going to be awarded in her 2024 Ho'olaulea Golf Award for her work in player development.
Player development is basically an area that we try to recognize a member that can really connect with community and developing golf. It's very similar to our Youth Player Development Award that we also honor. It's more in a way of creating engagement, attracting new players to the game, and more importantly, our biggest market that we try to tap on the most, which are our lapsed players in the life cycle of a golfer. You know, those that had kids, got busy in their career, wasn't able to get out again, you know, their equipment got old, but they want to get out, but they just don't know where to begin again. And I think when we honor someone like Kelly Hines, especially on Kauai that has such a small market and the numbers that she does and attracting more people and creating opportunities to make golf, you know, accessible and social and fun.
Yeah.
You know, those are the kind of things that we look at, especially at the adult level and at the youth level, too, and engaging kids. So a more stress-free, non-competitive environment.
Yeah, you know, somebody once told me years ago, because this show is 26 years old now, it's just incredible. You know, I said something like, golf has to be fun. And he looked at me and he goes, golf is not fun. It's a serious undertaking. Wait a minute.
It can be.
Yes.
But, you know, even in my case, Danielle, when I play sometimes Saturday morning, I just want a good group, you know, maybe a little bit of music and good weather. I definitely am not a rainy golfer day kind of player, but I think if the company is great, it doesn't matter what I shoot.
Exactly, you know, and you're doing your best at the time, and sometimes the body and the mind are just, you know, sometimes it's just a great way to exercise. So Oliver Olaquiano would be the youth player development, and he is incredible. The amount of energy he puts out and the way he just wraps around his mission in life to get kids on the course, have them get good or enjoy it or have fun and learning the game of golf and everything that goes along with that. A real stellar person.
He has been, and I actually first met Oliver maybe about 10 years ago when he tried to develop the U.S. Kids Tour series here in the islands, and I reached out to him. I liked what he was doing and encouraged him to actually become a PGA professional. Those are the types of leaders we want in our industry that are going to be out there promoting the game and introducing the game to juniors. And watching him grow his career through Island Pacific Golf Academy, his own business, he's basically grown probably the largest PGA Junior League program that we have here in the state of Hawaii. And that is one of our grassroots programs with the PGA of America that actually introduces golf to juniors in a very fun, social way as a team. And if he continues to do more. I mean, he's now taking over the program for the golf team at Kamehameha Schools for Me. And he's actually been awarded twice now our Game Changer Award, which is a national award by the PGA of America for his role with PGA Junior League and Youth Player Development. So the committee felt it was befitting to to select Oliver as our youth player development leader for 2023.
Fantastic. I mean, this is, this is wonderful. Now, this is a big one. The teacher of the year. We have so many fantastic golf teachers. Chris Armanini.
Chris is an outstanding guy as well. I don't think there's anybody on our list that isn't Danielle, so you'll hear me say it over and over again. Chris is on Maui. He started working through Kapalua and went through the Kapalua Golf Academy. He's worked under some great instructors, including our golf professional of the year, Ben Hongo. And now he's doing his independent program through Armanini Golf. He's actually very similar to Oliver when it comes to PGA Junior League and promoting that on Maui. His lessons, and actually, to be honest with you, he just loves the passion of learning the game and sharing it with everybody else, and is actually, from what I heard, pursuing an instructor degree for, I guess, a snowboarding or skiing, from what I heard. I'm actually
cool.
talking to him tonight a little bit more about that. But, you know, when you have people like Chris that's a teacher, you want them to continue to grow their professional development and education and learn more. And I think that's one of the key areas that we look at with the committee is what are they doing to grow themselves as a professional and take that information back to Hawaii so that they can share it and improve the enjoyment of golf for all of their students.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised if in some countries where winter is really seriously winter and you ski and you play golf at the same time.
Yeah, I don't know that. I don't know, Danielle, because winter in the 70s last week in Hawaii, I was wearing a sweater and I was kind of cold. So I'm pretty happy here in the island.
Oh, yeah. No, but there's some countries where, you know, you're on skis and then you can get your clubs and pull it out of the back and knock the ball. Go find it. And a white ball in the white snow. That would be one challenge right in and of itself. Professional Development Award goes to Kyle Kunioka. Tell us about Kyle.
Kyle's done a great job as a mentor. He actually worked underneath me a long time ago when we were at the Pacific Country Club, and he continued to pursue his PGA membership, and then he's been the head professional at Honolulu Country Club for many, many years, and has helped mentor other associates through the program who are now head professionals at other golf courses. Recently, he's kind of made a move back to Kailua, where he's from, with his family. He's working at the Pacific Country Club, and taking over the long-standing role of Mark Souza.
Oh.
Been the head professional for over 50 years at the PAC Country Club. So I think it's great when you have somebody like Kyle that's such a strong mentor in trying to develop opportunities for his team to kind of fill a role for somebody like Mark, who has done that for 50 years or more in helping, you know, create members and teachers and professionals in the game of golf for Hawaii.
Yeah, what a wonderful person Mark Souza is. What is the Bill Strasburg Award?
The Bill Strasburg Award identifies a member that is constantly improving the lifelong well-being of other professionals, whether it's through education, through wages. It's very similar to a mentor program, but they're very more hands-on in creating better opportunities for other members within the industry. And in Tom Freestone's case, Tom has done an outstanding job over the years by connecting new opportunities to his team and to other professionals on Kauai. He's done a lot of major fundraisers that have generated hundreds of thousands of dollars for Folds of Honor last year. And
wow.
Now
yes.
Looking at PGA Hope, which is our Helping Our Patriots Everywhere program with the PGA of America. He's looking towards that to generate more money. He's definitely someone who is well-deserving of this award by connecting our members with community and creating experiences for those players in his community to connect with more professionals.
Wonderful. President's Award. Is that like you, the president?
The President's Award is actually selected by our section president for someone deserving in the industry for service that has improved the well-being, career path, or likelihood of other PGA professionals. So that award is selected by our current president, Ben Hongo, and he has chosen PGA professional Barry Planos, who I'm sure you remember used to be at Kapalua for many, many years.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And the Golf Professional of the Year, drumroll, Ben Hongo.
Yeah, I think Ben was quite surprised when he was notified as this year's recipient. It is not necessarily tradition that the president receives an award, especially while he's sitting. But Ben's leadership the last 2 years has been outstanding. His role that he's kind of been as helping the Hawaii Gulf or the Maui Gulf community during the relief efforts after the Lahaina fires last year has kind of made him step up and be identified as such a great leader to our Maui Gulf community. And the committee is very thankful and honored to have Ben as the president and continuing to serve and to be a great, outstanding community leader and PGA professional. And we are very excited to honor Ben tomorrow night as our golf professional of the year, or tonight as our golf professional of the year.
I almost thought I got the wrong night because I'm really looking forward to the Aloha Section PGA 2024 Ho'olauleia Golf Awards and the ceremony tonight. Wes Wailahua, Executive Director, CEO, Aloha Section PGA, President, Hawaii Golf Alliance. I mean, how do you do all this? You're just amazing to me. You have transitioned the head program coordinator at Kamehameha to somebody else? Someone's taking over?
Oliver will be taking over, and I'm very happy about that. But more importantly, I think, Danielle, one of the biggest things that I've learned, in short, is that if you can't get out there to support your community cannot come back and support your own business. But I think it's good to be involved at all levels to support your community, because that really is the life of Hawaii and the success that we look for. And if the community is doing well, then golf in Hawaii will continue to do well.
Awesome, Wes. I look forward to seeing you this evening. Thank you so much for being up so early. Thank you. Aloha. We're going to come back. Speaking of Ben Hongo, we're going to get a couple of lessons with Ben Hongo, our golf professional of the year, right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
Aloha Power Equipment Superstore is next to the Costco gas station in Iwilei. Riding mowers, robotic mowers, weed whackers, blowers, chainsaws, and generators. We got it all. Specials throughout the store. We stock parts and accessories for everything we sell. Honda, Maruyama, Steel, Echo, Billy Goat, and a lounge for while you wait repairs. Our Waipahu store is still open. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment Superstore.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
The Golf Club tip number 81. Don't throw your bag in the pond. You'll want your car keys and wallet when driving home. Now, back to the Golf Club with Danielle Tucker.
Thank you. Ben Hongo, PGA Director of Instruction, Kapalua Golf Academy. It's Hongo Golf. Aloha Section PGA President, Golf Digest list of the best teachers in the state. Aloha Section PGA of the Year, Aloha Section Junior Golf Leader, Aloha Section Horton Smith Award. And, you know, welcome into the clubhouse, Ben.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good, good. I love sleeping in chilly temperatures. I get under the blankets. I wake up happy. Horton Smith won the first Masters, I think it was. He served during World War II. He played in 5 Ryder Cups before the war. He had 32 PGA Tour wins, and he was the only golfer to defeat Bobby Jones during the Jones Grand Slam year in 1930. And that must have been something to get the Aloha Section Horton Smith Award.
Yes, that was exciting. You know, all the awards I've gotten, been lucky to get, you know, throughout my career from the Aloha Section. It's just nice to be recognized at times. So I'm always appreciative of, you know, the awards that they give me. And this year, you know, very fortunate. I was actually really, really surprised I got it. But they gave me the Golf Professional of the Year, which I you know, it just caught me by surprise. And, you know, generally speaking, that award is kind of given out to more people who have, you know, like directorship in their facilities and whatnot, not just a golf instructor. So I was extremely surprised by that announcement.
You are such a humble guy. Just a golf instructor. This is something I learned about Ben, you know, his humility. He is wonderful. He loves working with competitive junior golfers. He loves doing club fitting, club repair in his own time, tournament operations. I mean, this is, you know, and calligraphy. When did you learn calligraphy?
You know, it's back in the day. I went to a school in San Diego. It's called the San Diego Golf Academy. And it was one of our requirements to learn how to do calligraphy for scoreboards and whatnot. And I didn't, you know, my handwriting isn't the best. I mean, it looks like, it doesn't look all that great. It looks like a lawyer's scratch. But for some reason, when I put that calligraphy pen in my hand, it's actually not all that bad. So, you know, back in the days, you know, calligraphy at the professional level is kind of, you know, kind of a dead art or dying art.
Mm-hmm.
With all the electronics. So I think you remember when I used to be in the media center, you know, at the Century or the Mercedes back then, I did that for years. And, you know, it was kind of fun because I got to do something a little bit different. But I've done, you know, scoreboards for, you know, PGA Tour, the LPGA Tour when they came to Kapalua. You know, USGA when I can't remember what that tournament was called, but they came over. So I've been lucky enough to, you know, work with different organizations, you know, with my scoreboards. So, and I tell my, you know, tell a lot of the newer professionals, you know, just get good at something. That might be a little bit different, and you may be able to experience something that's out of the ordinary. So, you know, but usually that's kind of my message to younger pros.
Yeah, that's good. Develop your hidden talent. You never know.
Yeah.
You know, when you think you can't write, and then you pick up a calligraphy pen, and all of a sudden, you know, you're astounding yourself. And that's a really good feeling. Okay, let's talk about a couple of things. I have written down here 3.5 absolutes, trends in instruction, and advice to students, stay in balance. Could we address the stay in balance part first?
Well, you know, I think stay in balance is kind of in a lot of different ways. So you can look at it from a physical balance. So, you know, one of the trends right now in the golf instruction is ground force and how we actually use the ground to push off to create turns and more power and stuff, you know, things of that nature. And today's technology, it's something that we can measure. And, you know, I'm kind of getting into it for the, you know, in the last couple of years and whatnot. And for your amateur players, maybe they're not trying to get, you know, hit the golf ball 300 yards, but hitting the golf ball in the center of the face, it takes care of a lot of bad stuff in your golf swing. And a lot of people just, you know, they don't know how to stay in balance throughout the golf swing physically. So I've had like students who really struggle with that. You know, I'll have them hit golf balls in their slippers or just bare feet.
Oh.
Just to just to kind of get that sensation of the ground and your feet and whatnot. This is kind of an interesting TPI. One of their assessment is one-legged closed eyes. How long can you balance? And I think the average person can only do it for less than 10 seconds.
Wow.
Whereas a PGA Tour player can almost do it infinitely.
Infinitely? So wow.
Maybe not infinitely, but something, you know, something that's beyond, you know, average Joe.
Right.
I do these things with my elite players, and I call it sensory drills, where I'll have them hit golf balls with right hand only, right foot, left foot, and so on. And I'll also have them hit golf balls with their eyes closed and whatnot. And at the end of the day, I'm just trying to get them to be a, you know, better human being, I guess. I mean, you know, not so much from a mental aspect, but more from a physical aspect, better athlete and whatnot. And, you know, when I watch like great players in other sports, there's, you know, a lot of the people who play golf at the elite level, or the GOATs, if you want to call them, they're so graceful. You know, you look at, you know, Patrick Mahomes, for example, and just he makes things look really easy.
Yeah.
So I think that's where the balance comes from. The other part of the balance is, I guess, the mental balance, and how can you stay level mentally? How do you, you know, how do you control that uptick when you're playing golf, and also that downtick? How, you know, and I think especially competitive golfers, junior golfers, to ability to deal with adversity, I think it's one of the key things of playing good golf.
How do you measure? How do you measure the ground force?
So there are technologies out there, or products out there, like Body Track is one of them. Another one's a Swing Catalyst. The problem with a lot of these technologies are they're very expensive. Some of them are, you know, up well into the tens of thousands.
Whoa!
So that's the problem with it. So, you know, not all golf professionals are able to afford having ground force thing. That's something that I haven't purchased yet, but I will in the near future. Because it's definitely, you know, it's opening my eyes as I study more about ground force. It's opening my eyes to how important that is to golfers.
Wonderful. Now, in the shallowness of the swing, can we address that a little bit?
Yeah, so I've always said this. I mean, I'm not sure if I figured out how to make every single golfer better, but I think I've figured out what makes golfers really bad. So one of the things in the golf swing, or, you know, what I see repeatedly by the higher handicappers, I mean, like yesterday I did a golf school for six people, and all six people did the basically exact same thing. So in the transition from the top of the golf swing down into the delivery position, the golf club tends to get steeper or gets more vertical. And to me, that's just a death move. And so there's like guys like George Kangas, you know, who's kind of an Instagram, YouTube star out there. And he talks a lot about shallowing the golf swing. I use the word horizontal.
Mm.
I think it's so important for players to able to attack the ball from the inside. When you get the golf club steep, you'll get the ball from the outside, and you'll start, you know, you'll basically either pull it or most likely slice it. But then if we go just a little bit further, you know, why are you getting steeper in the downswing? And this is kind of where the wrist, the flexion of the wrist kind of comes in play. So if you look at your left wrist, in the back of your left hand, opposed up against your left forearm, that should be pretty much of a straight line when you hit the golf ball. A lot of people will cup it. That's basically bending your knuckles towards your forearms, versus if you're bowing it, you're bringing your knuckles away from the forearm. When you bow your left wrist, your golf club will tend to close. So look at Dustin Johnson. He probably bows it more than anybody else out there. John Rahm, Jordan Spieth. You look at Morikawa and Shoffley. They're kind of flat, and then they bow it on the way down. So all these players get the club face more in the close, where I like to call it more of a stronger position. And when you have the ball, when you have the face closed, the ball's going to go where? It's going to go left. So that allows you to get it from the inside. So, you know, if you were to kind of follow cause and effect, you know, first thing I would look at is somebody who's getting kind of steeper on the downswing would be to, hey, let's check the club face. Is it open? You know, why is it open? Is it the grip? Is it the way they use their left wrist? And then if I can get them to get their primary miss to the left or get the club face a little bit more closed, then we can address the shallowness of the golf swing.
That's excellent. I mean, so much of us is in the mind, you know, I got to hit the ball, I got to hit the ball. And there's a tension to that. There's a, you know, so you come down and you're going to slam it. And that's what I think where that steepness comes from, right? It's supposed to be smooth, guys, not angled. No angles here.
Correct.
We're not playing pool.
Correct. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to see you this evening, and I'm looking forward to seeing you this evening. And congratulations, the 2024 Golf Professional of the Year. Ben Hongo, PGA Director of Instruction. Hongo Golf, that's at Kapalua. Is it in the Kapalua Golf Academy, or is it in a separate location?
No, it's at the Kapalua Golf Academy.
Awesome.
Yeah, so it's a little bit different right now. The building is being used for other use right now, but I'm still at the same place.
Right on. Ben, awesome talking with you. Thank you so much for opening my eyes.
Thank you. We'll see you tonight.
See you tonight. Aloha. We're going to come back. Michael Patrick Shields is joining us next. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, 21724 Hart Street off Waikamilo Road on the Everside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
Got a shutterbug in your life? Pro Camera Hawaii has just what you need. Pro Camera has lots of holiday specials for you. Your authorized Canon, Sony, Fujifilm, Nikon, and Ricoh dealer. With in-stock and special order for your hard-to-find items. Pro Camera Hawaii, we know cameras. From digital cameras, lenses, audio, lighting, video accessories, and gift certificates. Pro Camera Hawaii has it all. Now at Pearl Kai Shopping Center. Capture the memories.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay Golf Gift Certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Got my new book, 3 Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Michael Patrick Shields hosts Michigan's Big Show with Michael Patrick Shields. He's my travel guru extraordinaire, and he's been live from locations around the globe on this show. And next week, He is live from the LA Open. Yeah, the Genesis Invitational, where Tiger Woods, I haven't said anything about Tiger Woods playing next week because I've just been holding on to it. I'm so excited. Welcome into the clubhouse, Michael Patrick.
Hello from Hollywood, Danielle, already in place for next week.
That's really something. Are you as excited as I am?
I am, because we've got to get our friend Jim Nance over here to cover the tournament for CBS. He's got that little thing on Sunday, that game in the afternoon over there in Vegas to get finished calling the action for, and then he'll be here for the Genesis Open, the L.A. Open at Riviera Country Club in Pacific Palisades. And curiously, I'm speaking to you right now from the Ivy Restaurant on Robertson in West Hollywood here, Beverly Hills. And the last time I saw Jim Nance here, he was out to cover a Chargers game. And I took him a box of the very, very famous chocolate chip cookies from the Ivy because he's pretty busy. He can't get everywhere when he gets to town. And by coincidence, I'm talking to you this morning from the very, very famous, glamorous, quaint, and beautiful Ivy Restaurant.
Where chocolate chip cookies are exquisite?
They are, and you can get them shipped to you anywhere you want in the world. Or if you can get here, you would have probably been here kind of virtually if you recognize the spot. It has the iconic white picket fence out front, and it's like a little French cottage.
Oh.
And there are more roses in here than you'll find at the Rose Bowl. And actual ivy growing on the patio inside and out. And by the way, one of the guests who were here last Saturday was the President of the United States, Joe Biden, and Jill Biden, and Hunter Biden.
Wow.
And there are always notable people here, and often paparazzi out front. And it's so iconic that the tour buses that go around, the little shuttles that take people around the iconic Hollywood spots, always roll right past the Ivy.
Wow. Okay, this is a, you know, a destination, folks. When you're,
yeah,
that's awesome. Now, you know, everything Jim Nance does, I mean, he, you know, obviously everything Jim Nance does he have a Hollywood star yet?
Well, it won't be long. Sometime this year, he will be getting his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And it was quite a surprise to him. It was done without his knowledge by somebody who cared about him. And I happened to be at the press conference the day they were announcing the new class that will get stars. And I don't know if I told you this, but they said Jim Nance. And so I texted him and sent him a picture of the presentation. And he wrote me back and he says, "Is this one of your jokes?
Oh, my.
Or what are you talking about?" I said, "Oh, well, you're getting a star." And he immediately called me and he said, "All right, don't be funny. What are you doing?" And I explained it to him. And luckily, he said, "Well, I'd rather hear it from you than anyone else." So he's planning a big bash to go with the star celebration. They usually take about half an hour, maybe 15 minutes, and they're done just before noon, wherever your star is. And he said, "Oh, no, no, I'm turning this into a wedding. I'm going to have an absolute bash to go with it." So stay tuned. Who knows? Maybe it'll be at the Ivy.
Wow. That is so exciting. I mean, to have somebody text you and say, "Hey, you know, you're getting a Hollywood star." And then for him to say, "Is this one of your jokes?"
Yeah. He knows me well enough to know that I'm half crazy, so he thought I was teasing him.
I bet you'll be there when he gets his Hollywood star.
I sure will, yeah, and he made that clear, you know, so it'll be fun and cool. We've been scheming about who should induct him, because somebody presents it and inducts him and announces him, and he thought maybe Al Michaels, since Al Michaels lives here in L.A. and they're colleagues, and I said, "Al Michaels? Jim, this is Hollywood." I said, "This is your chance to ask anybody. He's another sportscaster I know. That's fun." And he said, "Don't I have to know the person?" I said, No. I said, "Let's get, you know, Prince Harry or Taylor Swift or somebody like that. This is a chance to make it into a real spectacle."
I so like it.
Every once in a while, we'll text each other, "What about so-and-so? What about this person? What about that person?"
You're fun. You know that, Michael Patrick. You're just plain old fun.
Well, that's sweet of you to say. And in this day and age, you know, you have to have some fun and you have to laugh because the world will get you otherwise. But It was a 90-year-old Catholic priest, a little Italian guy that looked like Yoda. And he told me one time, in order to be reverent, you have to be irreverent.
Uh-huh.
And for 2 years, I thought, what the hell does that mean? In order to be reverent, you have to be irreverent. And I think it means that your friends would rather have you give them the elbow a little bit, tease them, than flatter them, you know, with praise all the time.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
You think that's what it means?
Yeah, in part, yeah. Uh-huh. It's a Yoda sort of thing. We're going to have to, like, go over this for many moons. We'll have to think.
Yeah.
Think on it. Sit on a rock.
I think it has to do with being genuine and being able to have a laugh, like you just said, you know, and not take ourselves too seriously.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have to laugh every day, many times. It's good for you, by the way. Laughter is really good for the body, the laugh, the oxygen. In addition to that, it loosens up the body, and it takes stress off of you. So, you know, it's not a nervous laugh. It's a genuine laughing at the state of the situation, or just laughing at, because what are you going to do, cry? We can't take things too seriously.
You cry when you see some of my golf shots when I do play. I've been lucky lately here. I've gotten into this Monday little game that we have. It's a par 3 in the valley called Weddington. It's a par 3 course. And sometimes we go to a Rancho, which is over there by the Fox Studios, for another par 3 course. And at my age, I've discovered that par 3 can be really super fun.
Yes.
And so I play with, he's the son of Lisa Vanderpump from the Vanderpump Rules.
Mm.
And his name is Max Field, and he's crazy about golf, so much so that he comes out and he sets up a little camera at every shot he hits, and then he goes home and watches it, studies about it. And we have a $100 bet. Anyone ever makes a hole-in-one on a par 3 shot, we all owe each other $100. Sometimes he brings James Kennedy, who is on that Vanderpump Rules show and a very, very popular DJ, and he never stops talking through the entire 9 holes. It's like having a show of laughs the whole time. And I discovered that that's a fun way to play golf, too.
Yes. That's a very important way to play golf. I just love the fact that he's setting up the camera for every shot, and you guys don't mind.
He's quick with it, though. It's like this GoPro device that shoots from all different angles. And you know what I'm happy about? He's a younger guy. And he's just fascinated by golf. And I'm, you know, it's anecdotal and it's only one person, but I sure am happy to see the enthusiasm. I mean, he cleans his clubs. They shine like, you know, the sunshine would radiate off them. He just loves everything about it, even at the par 3 level. And he wants to graduate to the big course one day. And so, you know, it's so cool and really fun and a different way to play golf. You don't have to be at Riviera or Mountain Gates, or you know, any of these. You can have golf any way you want it these days.
Yeah, and you know, fun, serious, whatever, you know, tickles your fancy. Isn't that great? So what do you think
What do you think about all these young people that go to that Topgolf, and they may never step on a green grass course, but at least they're engaged with the game somehow?
Absolutely. And then if they're ever invited to, you know, step on grass and play the game, they actually have a little bit of an idea of what they're supposed to do. It's a good way to get comfortable with your clubs and just have fun, you know.
The other name drop that I'll do is I've been seeing very often over at Dan Tana's. His name is Kevin Connolly. And if you ever watched the Entourage show, he was Eric Murphy, the sort of manager of Vince.
Yes.
On that HBO show. He's at Dan Tana's often. And he tells me that he goes up to Mountain Gate at 6:30 in the morning to get 9 holes in before he goes into his office or whatever acting jobs he might have. And, I mean, that's dedication, too. I mean, he's got a young child, so he has to squeeze in golf whenever and wherever he can. And at 6:30 in the morning, it's barely sunrise.
Wow. But that's nice. Then you see the sun come up. It's a wonderful feeling.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
So I'm excited that Tiger Woods is playing. Are you going to go and see that? Are you going to be at Riviera?
Yeah, and I was last year when he played too, and it's a pretty hilly golf course, as you know. It's a historic golf course. He's got history, having grown up here in Los Angeles, uh-huh. and it means everything still, doesn't it? When he shows up, it still means an awful lot to a tournament.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it does. It does. So, cruising, I was really, really lucky. I was on a ship from England through the Panama Canal up the coast of the West Coast. Came out of the Vancouver, Straits of, whatever, and down to Hawaii. That's how I got here.
Huh.
How long was that ship? Time ago.
God.
Yeah.
Kind of how you circumnavigated the globe almost.
Yeah. It was wonderful. You're on the ship for so long, you never want to leave. You're just like, this is home.
Yeah. That must have been weeks.
Yeah, it was weeks. going through the Panama Canal was really something. That was interesting. Mm. So what about Oceania? Cruises?
I was on Oceania, and you remember I was nervous because it was 12 days. But, you know, you'd be surprised. The thing I liked is it left Miami and returned to Miami, but 12 days means after day one, you're not worried already. I've only got 5 more days. You know, you can sort of ease into it and not feel rushed and not feel pressured to do everything and eat in every restaurant and go on every excursion. And it was quite fascinating because the people aboard that Oceania cruise, because they have smaller ships, it's a bit more exclusive. And everybody had travel stories to tell from all over the world. It was like being on an explorer's club. And it was quite interesting to hear the conversations of other people as we made our way around to these different islands and excursions and all that sort of thing. It was very, very cool. Oceania, I would do it again. They have them all over the globe also, and I think that they treat everybody very nicely, and the captain was Italian, and he was quite fascinating, and the general manager was French.
Oh, and, lovely.
He was really cool, and so, yeah, I had a very, very good time, and it was the first time I'd ever done a cruise like that, and I would do it again.
Yeah, yeah. I'm looking forward to doing a cruise sometime when I have time.
Yeah, which is never.
Never. No, I'm going to go on a cruise again. We have this big cruise ship coming here, and there's a lot of people that have the tummy thing. You know, that happens on cruise ships,
the tummy thing.
Yeah, yeah. So everybody's worried about the tummy thing coming here and everybody getting the time. It's a cruise, you know, it just happens sometimes, and it'll go away. Yeah. So I wasn't worried about it at all, but you know, I'm just going on. Michael Patrick Shields, you just get me going. You're the host of Michigan's Big Show with Michael Patrick Shields. You're my travel guru extraordinaire, and you've got to be on the show. Are you going to be there on Saturday next with Tiger
Probably,
Woods?
Probably, yeah. Right down the street here, so yeah. I'll be there before Saturday for sure.
Yeah, maybe you could be on Saturday to tell us about it.
Anytime the Queen calls, I answer, that's for sure.
Say hi to Jim Nance for me.
I sure will. I'll tell him he's beloved in Hawaii, and he used to visit there every time,
a couple times a year. Yes.
He's in Mexico now, in Cabo, but I'm sure he misses Hawaii, too.
All right. Thank you, Michael Patrick.
Aloha and mahalo.
Aloha. Coming back with Diana DeLucia, founder, editor, and chief publisher, Golf Kitchen. It's a lifestyle semi-annual magazine, coffee table books available to fabulous. Diana's next. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
I'm Paul Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
Do you want more consistency and more distance in your golf swing? Schedule a session with Coach Claude Brousseau, PGA Master and Director of Player Development at the Wailea Golf Academy. It's the only Golf Channel Academy in Hawaii. He's ranked number one teacher in Hawaii by Golf Digest since 2019 and two-time ASPGA Teacher of the Year. Claude will simplify your game and make you better. Scratch golfer or just beginning? Call Claude at 808-856-9458 or book with him at WaileaGolf.com. That's 808-856-9458. Have more fun and stop paying for lunches.
The Aloha Power Equipment Superstore is next to the Costco gas station in Ivele. Riding mowers, robotic mowers, weed whackers, blowers, chainsaws, and generators. We got it all. Specials throughout the store. We stock parts and accessories for everything we sell. Honda, Maruyama, Steel, Echo, Billy Goat, and a lounge for while you wait repairs. Our Waipahu store is still open. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment Superstore.
Man, I thought that was in the cup. It bounced out. I've been robbed. Now, back to the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Diana DeLucia, founder and editor-in-chief and publisher, Golf Kitchen, a lifestyle semi-annual magazine and coffee table book. So there's the magazine and there's the books and they're spectacular. She's an award-winning photographer. Boy, does she take some amazing images. Welcome into the clubhouse, Diana.
Aloha, Danielle. How are you?
I'm good. And I had such fun talking with Stephen Yen, executive chef, your friend, the director of food and beverage, Liberty National Country Club. Thank you so much for telling me about Stephen. He's quite the guy.
Yeah, doesn't he have the best voice?
Oh, he's got a great voice, but in addition to that, I mean, he's enthusiastic, you know? I mean, he loves what he's doing in the kitchen. He loves what he does on the golf course. He's fun.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He's going to go places in this industry.
Yeah, and that interview you did with him, that's going to be in this latest issue of Golf Kitchen?
Yeah, you can read it on, it's live on the Golf Kitchen website at the moment, and the mag's at the printer at the moment, so I would say the print copies would go out in the next week and a half, something like that. But you can see it live. It's a beautiful magazine, absolutely beautiful effort.
Well, you are spectacular, and you have an amazing eye, Diana, and I'm really excited that you're going to be continuing to produce. Are you going to do any more books?
I'm working on a few things that I've had going for, you know, that got slowed down during the pandemic.
Uh-huh.
But this particular, I do book production for other people as well, by the way, just in case.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that. No. And one of them just wrapped up. It's not about golf. It's, this one was for a poet. It's his second collection, which was really cool because it just got published.
What's the name
but
of the book?
That's it. Sorry?
What's the name of it?
It's 365 Gratitudes to Better Living.
Wow. 365 Gratitudes to Better Living. I like
that.
Yeah,
he's a poet that lives in the U.S. Virgin Islands.
Wow. And
yeah, he just released it. I think they're having a book launch at the Grape Tree in, I think, April. At the Grape Tree Hotel, I think that's in Christiansted, in St. Croix.
Wow, beautiful! Did you take photos? What did you do?
No, I did the whole production for him from start to finish.
Wow!
And he has artists in there too, so there's a lot of artist work, kind of mixed up with the poetry. It's really a very nice gift, actually.
Oh, it sounds wonderful. I'd like to have it just to open it up every day. The 365
getting back
gratitudes.
To,
yes.
Getting back to Stephen.
Yes.
Now that I thought about it, sorry to cut you off, but did he tell you his story? He's got that unique story where he was in the restaurant world and he's crossed over to the golf club world, and the first club he works at happens to be Liberty National, which
yes.
is, like, insane.
Yes.
But, you know, he's doing really well there. He's, like, in his stride, and he's extremely sociable. He still stays in touch with all the restaurant people.
Yes, he's a
bag of knowledge. He just knows so much.
Yes, he's wonderful. I mean, he designed a program to feed 1,200 hungry New Yorkers each week with City Harvest. He designs the banquets, executes, you know, all these incredible functions from 50 to 700. Gee, the guest list is 700. 35 million in annual revenue, food and labor costs, you know, always kept below the projected budget. Responsible for hiring and training and coaching 80 plus. You know, it's just amazing. He oversees the dim sum walk, sushi, pastry, hotline kitchens. He creates Pan Asian inspired menus. Yeah. Stephen Yen, a really very cool person. I really enjoyed it. And I'm looking forward to reading your interview with him, because I know you asked him questions that I wouldn't have, you know, because I don't know the restaurant business like you do. You probably got really deep. Are there any recipes in your magazine?
Oh, yeah. there's quite a few in this edition, actually. We've got some great ones by Grey Oaks over in Naples. Stephen has a few in there. So there's actually quite a cross-section of recipes. And, you know, like we have King Island crab, we have duck pastrami, we've Ooh. Got crab and caviar, Dover sole with caviar. I think they're a bit heavy on the caviar this time.
Well, why not?
Oh, we got oysters and wine pairings. We've even got pasta class. Actually, that's something we should talk about. The chef at Braeburn in Purchase, New York, I've been trying to hook you up with him, actually. He's written a whole pasta class for the magazine, so you can actually learn how to create handmade pasta.
Oh, nice.
It's a cool piece. I'm quite proud of that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd like to, well, he's, you know, welcome. If he'll be on the show, that would be fantastic. Is he featured in this issue, the issue that's coming out?
Yes.
Marvelous. Really exciting.
And I think you've got a good cross-section. You've got, also, Aspetuck Valley was a surprise addition. Have you heard of that property?
Yes, Aspetuck Valley Country Club in Weston, Connecticut. Stephen and I talked about it. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, you need to listen to my show.
It's gorgeous operation. I was like, he said, oh, do you want to come to this event? And, I mean, they treated me like I was the Queen of England.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, and you deserve that. Because you're amazing. You do amazing things. So are you still doing, like, the scholarship for the Culinary Institute of America?
It's still in the works, but it's slow off the bat, mainly because I've been focusing on getting this publication out there and the next one, and then we've got to start focusing on a fundraiser. So hopefully it works out, but it is a lot of work, and we'll get there.
Yes. Yes, starting points. And so when we can expect to see the magazine in the mail, because people love to have the pages and have it there and turn the pages, but it's also online right now.
Yeah, I went live with it early this time because of the print delay. So it's at the printer, and it should be getting shipped in the next probably, I'd say, 7 business days or something.
And I bet you already have your next one in works.
Well, the next one is the travel edition.
Oh.
So that will start production as soon as this one is all out there.
Right. So what is the travel edition?
I'm excited about that one. That will be, I can't say who's on the cover yet because I haven't signed the deal yet, but it's going to be somewhere really nice.
Of course it is.
This is, and not in the U.S.
This is country club, you know, like, you know, Liberty National level, you know. Yeah, yeah.
But it's not going to be in the U.S. it's outside of the U.S.
Okay. Oh, bummer.
So we don't, remember we used to, I was always traveling all over the globe?
Yes.
I think it's time to, you know, bring that to the magazine.
I think so, too. In fact, you know, Michael Patrick Shields and I will get on the Oceania and we'll go wherever you tell us to go for a meal at the restaurant that you're featuring that's going to be on the cover of the magazine. How's that?
Yeah, sounds good. Hey, you were talking about cruises.
Yes. Yes.
What do they have? Like, isn't there some big cruise boat that has golf on it?
Well, I don't know, but you can always play golf, you know, on the fantail. They have a big net so they don't go in the ocean and pollute things. But yes, I mean, everything's available on a cruise ship. It's just incredible. I bet they have some pretty amazing chefs, too, in the cruise ship world. Diana?
Yeah, that's another thing. A lot of those big chefs, they're all getting into the cruise liners now. It's crazy.
Yes. They're transitioning from solid ground to the flotilla.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amazing. It's wonderful.
Long time since I've done a cruise.
Yeah. National Golf Course Restaurant Association sponsored your invitational and your awards evening, the Golf Kitchen Culinary Awards, at Glen Arbor back in 22. Are you doing another Golf Kitchen Culinary and Awards dinner soon?
Yeah, we're just juggling around with the date because the date we chose was, unfortunately, I think it's the second day of Passover, so that date's not going to work, so we have to shuffle that around.
Yeah. Well,
to find a better date for that event.
And how long have you been putting this magazine together?
The magazine since about 2017.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm waiting for another book because your books are magnificent. I love your magazine. And I thank you so much, Diana DeLucia, founder and editor-in-chief and publisher, Golf Kitchen. It's a lifestyle semi-annual magazine and coffee table book. Whenever she gets one out, Golf Kitchen, that's it. Go to golfkitchen.com. Diana DeLucia, thank you for being inside the clubhouse with me.
Thank you.
Aloha. Coming back with Alex Myers, senior writer, Golf Digest magazine. And you can find Golf Digest online, of course. And then you go to The Grind. That's his column. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PJ and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamila Road on the Everside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now. Got a shutterbug in your life? Pro Camera Hawaii has just what you need. Pro Camera has lots of holiday specials for you. Your authorized Canon, Sony, Fujifilm, Nikon, and Ricoh dealer. With in-stock and special order for your hard-to-find items. Pro Camera Hawaii, we know cameras. From digital cameras, lenses, audio, lighting, video accessories, and gift certificates. Pro Camera Hawaii has it all. Now at Pearl Kai Shopping Center. Capture the memories.
Speaking of having it all, it's Aloha Power's Honda EU 2200 generator sale. Normally $1,249. Now it's just $1,049, including an extended 2-year warranty. That's worth $250. That's a $450 savings. The best price in town. In addition to that fabulous Honda EU 2200 generator, we've got mowers and blowers and whackers and chainsaws. You want it? Aloha Powers got it. Get yours today. Aloha Power Equipment EVLay next to the Costco gas station in Waipahu 2. We put power at your fingertips. And tell them Danielle sent you.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
K-O-R-L. Waianae, Honolulu. We've got some tee times for you if you'd like to get out and play a round of golf. Volcano Golf Club, it was 52 this morning, around 6. Maybe it's warmed up to 53. There's a 928 and a 1018. Makalei has a 908 and an 1130. Poipu has an 830 and an 1110 and a 1 o'clock if you'd like to get out. And let's see, oh, closed for renovation, Pearl Country Club. Can't wait to see it when they open up. So I don't have any special, you know, some cancellation. Pearl Country Club, it's got the most fantastic view when you go up there looking out over the bay. There's an 840 and a 908 and an 11 o'clock at Turtle Bay. Raw Hawaiian Country Club, a 918 and a 1020. Eva Beach Golf Course has an 850. Bayview has an 845 and a 920. At Wailea, yeah, his and hers, getting out there on the course. Awesome. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. There's a 930, a 940, and a 1240. And on the Emerald course, there's a 920 and a 940 and a 120. Got some tee times here. On the Blue course, there's a 910 and a 930 and a 150. And at Maui Nui, there's a 12 o'clock, a nooner. Yes, Toyama Group is going out too. Jack Miller is heading out as well. The Jack Miller Group, that is. Sounds like a band, right? All right, we're going to come back right now. Actually, we're going to go straight to. He's with us now. Alex Myers, senior writer, Golf Digest Magazine, author, The Grind at Golf Digest Magazine. You can get the magazine or you can go online. Welcome into the clubhouse, Alex.
Hey, Danielle. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm glad to hear your voice. So I got to tell you, one of the things on your Twitter feed that I couldn't, you weren't talking about Tiger Woods hosting and playing next week. I'm excited that Tiger Woods is hosting and playing next week.
Yeah, you know, it's weird. You're right. I haven't been talking and tweeting about it. You would think I would. I guess I'm just trying to, like, you know, stay realistic about it, not get too excited. You know, but no, certainly it's very exciting that Tiger will be coming back. You know, I think we all kind of expected it after seeing him play those two events at the end of the year, you know, the Hero World Challenge and then playing with Charlie at the PNC. So certainly he's had a couple months to get even stronger, hopefully, and we know he's going to be wearing different clothes, which is going to be kind of weird. He's not going to be decked out in the swoosh like we've seen for about three decades. So, but you know, he sounded very optimistic at the end of last year, Danielle, about possibly playing once a month and everything else. So we'll have to see how it goes. But hopefully we'll finally get to see him get to play a little more than these last couple years.
Yes, absolutely. You know, and I don't ever have any expectations because of the situation that his body is, you know.
Sure.
Yeah. So you just, I mean, he could be walking down the street and twist an ankle, you know? I mean, oh, God.
Yeah.
You know? And then, so I don't, but I, when he said, yeah, I'm hosting, how did he phrase it? A playing host or something? Or he's,
I'm yeah, ho- yeah.
Yeah, right? And that was like.
Exactly.
That was,
yeah, exactly. And you know what? I can't believe I'm about to tell you this, but you talk about walking down the street twisting an ankle. I was taking some swings in my house last Saturday, and I'm doing this swing speed training thing for the first time ever in the off season, and it was really helping. And all of a sudden, on my last swing of the session, I hear my knee pop.
Oh.
And I'm like, no way. And I had an MRI the other day. I have a torn meniscus in my right knee. I've never had any sort of serious injury like this. So you, just because you mentioned that, Danielle, I'm telling you, everybody out there, be careful. I'm getting old. We're all getting old. You can have a knee pop at any time because so I don't know how long I'm going to be out. Probably going to have surgery.
Oh.
So a real bummer over here. So I can almost feel Tiger's pain now, Danielle.
Yeah.
So we'll see about that, how that all shakes out.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you just never know. So,
never know.
And
that's why it's amazing that he can even come back from all the things that he's come back. Not only just to get back on the course and, you know, play it recreationally. I mean, he's playing against the best in the world. Danielle, when he plays, he still makes the cut at the Masters and at the U.S. Open. And it just blows my mind how many things he's come back from. So you're right. We do have to keep the expectations down. But, man, what he's done coming back from these injuries is so impressive. And we should just all appreciate that he's even trying to do it once again. To put on a show for the fans.
Yeah, and learn something from that. I mean, the determination that he has to not give up, you know?
Exactly.
And it's just, this is what I do. I'm going to do the best I can to do what I do, and I'm going to work at it. And so many times we tend to give up on things. I have a back thing, okay? So, and I couldn't exercise the way I like to at bar method, right? So I was going for like a couple years. I didn't go. And then after a while, because it had, you know, settled down and things were kind of okay. But I still had this fear factor going on. I can't go because, and then I said, why can't you go? It's not like you're,
you know,
lifting 10 tons weights and all this, you know, it's just like yoga with a little ballet thrown in there, you know, just chill, you know, and you can, and I went back, and I'm like, oh my God, this is so wonderful.
So
don't put the brakes on your own life, you know, just take it easy at a time. And with you, Alex, my goodness, you're not getting old. How old is your child?
My child, she's in the back seat right now. My young one, she's 3, and my oldest one is 5. She's about to turn 6.
Wow.
But I'm old, so, yeah, I'm getting up there. I can't believe, I mean, my knee is breaking. You know, I will say, though, people underestimate, you know, and the whole thing, like, are golfers athletes? What a dumb question. The golf swing is such an awkward motion. It involves so many different muscles and muscle fibers and ligaments and everything else and timing and coordination. And, like, just, again, like, anybody can, you can get hurt playing golf, you know, the walking. I don't know. To me, I knew all that before that, but, like, I was thinking about it. It's amazing that, you know, obviously these tour guys, a lot of them get banged up. They practice so much. You put such a strain on your body.
Yep.
And golf is a sport. I mean, let's give it up for golf. It's a tough sport.
It is a tough sport. And I mean, how many football players, baseball players, athletes go out and play golf? A lot of them. And they know exactly.
They try to play golf. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they're swinging a club, you know, and they want to do really good because they know that they are really good at what they do. But that doesn't mean it translates into, you know, you're a terrific golfer. You know, what you have been tweeting about, Alex Meyer, senior writer, Golf Digest Magazine, is Live Golf. The marquee group, Dustin Johnson, Bryson DeChambeau, John Rahm. You know what? I don't care.
Yeah, no. I certainly see that, Danielle. I have. You're right. I have been tweeting more about it. I've been writing more about it. Look, the reality is, Live Golf's not going away. So I understand that there are certain people, and I'm one of them. Even I'm not that into it. I don't like to see what's happening to the PGA Tour. I don't like to see what's happening to pro golf in general with this fraction at the top of the game. And we don't know when we're ever going to see, you know, other than the majors, all these guys get to play together. It's bad for golf. It's bad for the fans. But that being said, you know, it's hard to ignore, I think, when you have a final group pairing today of John Rahm, Dustin Johnson, and Bryson DeChambeau. Look, they've put together a pretty solid roster of players, and not only in terms of talent, but in terms of just popularity. They've gone out and gotten some of the biggest personalities in the game, even a Tyrrell Hatton, this latest addition to Rahm's team. Look, he's not the best player in the world, but he's one of the most entertaining. So, and so, look, I have to face the facts that, you know, this isn't going away. We got to at least look at it. I was watching last week because Pebble Beach was canceled on Sunday, so I did tune in to Live. They had Joaquin Niemann. They had Rahm. They had Sergio battling down the stretch. It went to the playoff. You know, again, I'm with you, Daniel. It's tough to really understand what they're playing for other than a lot of money because there's no history with any of these events. But you can't deny that they have some pretty intriguing names and personalities. And also, let's be honest, other than Nick Dunlap winning, you know, a historic win at the American Express, the tour is off to a very slow start this year in terms of star power rising to the top. And you want to look in Phoenix right now, you got Andrew Novak and Nick Taylor and Maverick Healy. I mean, no offense to those guys, but they're not exactly the juggernauts that we're expecting to see. Now, yeah, sure, Scheffler and Spieth are in the mix behind them. Let's hope this weekend that some of those guys play their way up the board, because the tour has been lacking in star power in 2024. And part of that reason is because they just don't have as many stars, because Liv has taken some of those guys away.
Agreed. Absolutely, totally.
Yeah.
I have a problem with 54 holes versus 72. And
okay.
You know, the world ranking points that they're arguing that it should have. You know, if it were equal, if they're doing the same, you know, it's 72, 72, it can't be like, we're going to grind it out for 4 days. You guys are going to do it for 3 days, and you're going to get what we get. I don't understand that factor.
I agree with you there, Danielle. What I will say, I don't know how to do the world ranking. It's very difficult, especially because Liv started as kind of this closed circuit. They gave invites for certain people. They had to fill in with guys that no one had ever heard of at first. It's not quite that way now. They did have a qualifying in the off season for the first time, so that changes things a little bit. The format's different, you're right. But it is kind of funny that last week Pebble Beach got shortened to 54 holes and nobody batted an eye, and Wyndham Clark got all the ranking points.
Yeah, but wait a minute. That was God, you know, the weather, Mother Nature, whatever.
I know, but it still happened. He still got credit for the win, you know?
He
didn't have to go out there and hold a lead down on the final day. If anything, that should count less than a win that you knew was going to be 54 holes, because he didn't even have to play with that final round pressure.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, there's some weird things that come up. What I think should happen, Danielle, until they figure the world ranking thing out, I'm sad that the world rankings just don't really mean much anymore, but we got to face facts here. They have some good players on Liv, Joaquin Niemann being one of those guys. Did I like that he was complaining about not being the majors? No, I didn't like that, because he knew what he got into when he signed up. But I do think the majors should probably make an exception and say maybe the top five guys on the Live list get in or something, because you know that they have at least 5 to 10 guys who are worthy of playing in all the majors. So that's the way I think it's going to happen. I don't know how they could incorporate it into the ranking, because you're right, there's too many differences there, but they probably should have an exception into some of these majors for a certain number of guys.
Okay. No problem.
Okay, there we go. Look, Danielle, we're big golf fans here, right?
Yes.
I don't want it to get to the point where, first of all, right now, unfortunately, the majors are even a bigger deal than ever before, because they're the only places where all these guys are gathering. But I don't want it to get to a point where there's so many guys like a Niemann who aren't in the field that you start to take away from the guys who win these majors, right? I don't want there to be asterisks in the record books. Oh, yeah, this guy won two majors, but it was when the live guys weren't in.
Right.
Then it starts to cheapen the majors.
Yes.
Same thing with the Ryder Cup. Same thing with the President's Cup. I mean, you know, you don't want those events to suffer,
no.
too.
No, so, I agree.
I think there needs to be a balance.
Yeah, there needs to be a balance. Absolutely. I have a problem with the money. I have a problem with where it comes from. I don't know what the price is. You know, I don't what, and the negotiations that are going on with the, you know, the not-for-profit and the for-profit factor of the PGA Tour. And then, you know, are they still talking with Liv? And everything is, I don't like the uncertainty of the whole ball of wax. And this is not good for us. I thought it was interesting that the Pebble Beach still got $1.951 million on CBS, while Liv on Sunday, or well, Liv had a lot more because nobody was watching the tour anymore, right? But on Saturday, Liv got $168,000. You know, so I don't.
No, they have. For a lot of reasons, as some of the ones that you mentioned. Liv has not made the dent in the ratings that they wanted. Last week was just such a golden opportunity for them. And I was even a little surprised that the ratings were as bad as they were. I thought because they were the only game in town, with Pebble being postponed, that they would do better. Now, maybe there were a lot of people out there who didn't realize that Pebble was canceled. And they thought they were watching, like, live action or something.
But, oops.
I don't know. But, you know, I do think, too, there's a little bit of a barrier with it being on the CW. I just think people don't realize that that's a golf channel that's showing golf. And I know there were some markets that weren't showing it. But you're right. I mean, look, their TV ratings have been pathetic. I mean, there's no way around it. Now, they would say, well, we've gone up this year. Okay, fine. But not to the level that you would expect, especially after doling out all that money and getting so many guys. But back to what you're saying with the negotiations, yeah, I think a lot of golf fans are just kind of fed up with, like, hearing about it. And, you know, this big deal that the tour made, is it good for the tour? Yeah, it's good. It's good for the players. But what does it do for us fans? How is it going to help the product? I think that's what we want to know. And are the you know, the tour has always been so great with the nonprofit angle and all the local charities that
Precisely.
The tournaments benefit.
I
hope that doesn't get affected because that's one of the great things that the tour does. So there's a lot to be figured out here still, and whether or not they still do make a deal with the Saudi PIF fund as well. There's a lot up in the air still, and unfortunately this just has been really dragging on for a couple years, right? And I think everybody's kind of just hoping for it to get resolved at least one way or the other.
Yeah. You got to be on more often, old man, with the, you know, 2 and 5 year old.
Well, yeah, I'm not going to be playing golf for a while, so yeah.
Thank you, Alex Myers, Golf Digest senior writer. It's been a pleasure. Aloha.
You got it. Thanks, Danielle. Aloha. Take care.
It is, by the way, Aloha Power's Honda EU2200 generator sale. Normally $1,249. Now it's $1,049. Including an extended warranty, a 2-year warranty. That's worth $250. So that's a $450 savings. Best price in town. Go. Aloha Power Equipment. Evile next to the Costco gas station. It's also in Waipahu. We put power at your fingertips. And tell them Danielle sent you. Pro Camera Hawaii quality cameras to capture the memories. Well, their staff will help you find what you need. Don't know what to choose? For somebody that, you know, really wants something and you're not exactly sure it's going to fit the bill? Give them a gift card. They're in the Pearl Kai Shopping Center. I really like that shopping center. Aloha Power Equipment, your landscape superstore. Work easier with smarter tools. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. It's Aloha Power Equipment. The Honolulu Sign Company, branding banks, shopping centers, businesses, hotels since 1939. They can't find you without your sign. Get it up. The Aloha Section PGA, teach your children to play golf. It's the gift that lasts a lifetime. Thank you for your mama, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2024.